on the east side, many of Buffalo's old neighborhoods are vacant lots or swathes of vacant lots, making creation of historic districts difficult. When the Broadway Fillmore District was created, demos limited it to 270 properties because so many of the old buildings were gone. With money from the Preservation League and a state grant from Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Preservation Buffalo Niagara will manage a historic context study. Executive Director Jesse Fisher says the study will look at the effect on neighborhoods of urban renewal decades ago.
If we can make an argument to the state and to the National Park Service that part of the history of this neighborhood is actually these urban renewal interventions that have happened, then the fact that there's been these demolitions may be less of a barrier to communities who want to partake in this program.
Fisher says that's important because of the benefits of being in a National Register Historic District. Not only those tax benefits, but a sense of being a district with a history, like Broadway Fillmore, and districts in the rest of the city, like Allentown. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.